Do you ever take cornmeal and fry it in deep fat?
Mama used to do
that. What was it called then?
What Mama used to do, she would cook whole cake, as I call it, a greasy whole cake.
Hmm.
My daddy put a lot of grease to skillet in and make the cornmeal and put it over in that grease. And we call it a whole cake. Made out of cornmeal.
Okay.
Quit tiny.
Do you ever boil it with greens? Cornmeal?
Now, my mother used to, but I never had. I tried to make some one time in my life, and I made a mess of it, and I didn't try to make it, because it come all loose. She would take it, I don't know what in the world she would do with it, but when she get through fixing up, it would be hard.
Huh.
And then she'd drop it over in the, of course, it boil, she was gone. And when it get on, it'd still be kind of hard. Now, I don't know. What did she call it? What did he call it? I don't know what you call it, but it was good back in that day.
Oh, what do you call cornbread when it's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
What do you call it?
Ash cake.
Ash cake.
And what do you call soft cornbread if it's served in a bowl with a spoon? And what do you call bread and loaves made out of white flour?
Just a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what do you say, a loaf of bread?
Okay. What do you call a round, flat pastry about this big with a hole in the middle made out of baking powder?
Donut.
Okay. Does it ever have a different name if it's made with yeast instead of baking powder?
Would it be a roll?
Could be.
If we said it's a roll.
Okay, what do you call a round flat cake made with white flour and cooked in a skillet and then served with syrup?
Batter cake. Right.
Do you like those?
Yeah, I love them when they're hot.
Me too. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
What do you call this thing right here?
Middling.
A middling.
And what do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl or the hog's head?
You said what, Lynn?
Pressed meatloaf made from the hog's head.
You said what would you call it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You make brown stew out of what we did. Brunswick stew.
Oh, how do you do that?
Just cook the hog head real done and get the meat off the bones and get your three or four hens out as many as you want to put in there with it. And get all your mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to make Brunswick stew out of a hog head.
Huh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. if you eat any Brunswick stew at all, homemade Brunswick stew, I'm pretty sure you. That's what you're made out of, a hog beef.
Do you ever call it souse meat or head meat or pressed meat?
No, you don't call it pressed meat. You make pressed meat out of some other part of the hog. You don't make it out of the head.
The jowl?
No, you make it out of, fresh meat. You make it out of my liver pudding. You ain't got to that yet. I said, look, fresh meat. You make it out of the ears.
Hmm.
And